The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have a huge holiday coming up. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. It's on 4-1. Does everybody know what the holiday is?
Mm-hmm. April Fool's Day.
No, it's Aaron's birthday. Yay! It's Aaron's birthday! Yeah! No, it's April Fool's Day. You're right. It is also Aaron's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The way people listen to the radio, I'm going to give people inside baseball knowledge. If you're listening to the radio, if you're that, who's our buddy who's a truck driver who texts us all the time?
Oh, I don't know if he said his name. Thank you. Yeah, he listens all the time.
He listens from the beginning of the show till the end. It's like awesome. But most people, like, you're picking your kids up at school, so you hear us at 3 something, or mm-hmm. you're like leaving work and you hear us at 4 something or 5 something or whatever, and you listen just for your commute or whatever. So there's like small periods of time where you hear the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss anything, you can always go to the Odyssey app
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and listen to previous shows or listen to the whole show. TX mm-hmm. puts up like the whole show, like no commercials, just like, well, I guess they put a little bit, but not the same amount.
Right, but just all us, all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Audacy is the Odyssey app.
All right, so the reason I'm bringing this up is sometimes radio shows do April Fool's pranks.
Yes.
We can talk about that right now because if you're listening right now, we could do it at a different time, like on April Fool's Day, and you could be in on the prank. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
Like you could
yeah,
be
yeah.
part of the planning committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could literally talk about doing a prank and only the people listening right now would do it. And if we did it like earlier or later than right now, no one would know because you're probably not mm-hmm. listening both times. Truck driver guy, you're just gonna have to be quiet
and
not tell
you.
Everybody.
We love you for listening front yes. to back, but it's most people don't. They have the routine and all that. So
should
I like
we
this.
Do it or not is the question. Because Aaron was saying there's no good pranks left.
I don't know the last time I've heard of a good prank.
But like, we've done yeah. on this show in the past or as a radio station a long time ago, we like announced for days coming up, something big is coming. And then we flipped the format. We called it Big 105.9. It was all country.
But it's like,
that's only funny for a minute.
Yeah. Because I think off air we had talked about maybe doing something similar, but doing like Divorced Dad Rock, Creed, Hinder,
yes.
Seether.
You wanted to do that because
really
you went to the Hinder show and you're like, yeah. Rock on! But no, I don't think that's...
It was less of a prank and more of a strategy right. shift in Aaron. She's just like, you know what? We should be playing this.
We should.
There was another plan to have a huge birthday bash for you
mm-hmm.
and then just not do it. So it's really just a joke on you.
But the thing is, I'm not caring to do anything anyway. So
I know, but
it wouldn't be
said,
as big of a letdown as
no. But we were
you
gonna
want
do,
it to be.
We were gonna do like Hinder's coming in. We were gonna do like your dream day. Taylor Swift is gonna call. You know what I mean? We were just gonna
I wouldn't
do all
believe
these,
any of that.
Hinder again.
Hinder's back.
A little bring easier to get than Taylor, but
yes. I mean, but like, and then we just don't pay it off. But it just felt cruel to do it to you.
Yeah, on your birthday. And what is that like, having your birthday on? Is it just a nightmare or do you like
it's
it?
It's gotta be.
Growing up, I definitely, when we would have birthday parties, like I remember one was at a bowling alley and someone pulled a prank and like, I don't remember what it was exactly, but like, I don't know. That's just the norm to me. And maybe that's why I don't care about my birthday.
Because it's been hijacked by another holiday.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever go like, you're adopted? You're like, oh.
No, but being the only redhead in my family, I thought that all year round.
Right.
So
but they never pulled a prank on you on your birthday.
No.
So here's what I'd like to do. Just I want to keep talking about this, but like if you have a great idea, just know that you can give us an idea right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we execute it, you'll be the only ones who know.
Yeah.
Because we'll just do it later or earlier. Or whatever. So if you have an incredible, like, what do you want us to do to all the idiots who don't listen right now? 303-222-5423.
Have you ever pranked your kids or anything?
That's the other thing. I haven't, but I don't think pranks are funny. There's just there's a style of person who likes pranks.
And there's the different types of pranks. Like the ones where you can get, it's like 1,000 mini ducks on Amazon. And people just hide them everywhere. And there's something about that one where I'm like, I like it.
So you want us to duck you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just trying.
I want to hide the ducks.
Okay. I think. Let me do this. Do you like Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Then you're the type of person who would prank your kids.
Yeah, because I'm fun.
No, and you funny. Like the lowest brow humor there is possible. I like intellectual humor. I like smart things that are funny.
Mm, what if I like both?
You don't.
I'm just way smarter than you.
If you like Dumb and Dumber, that's what I'm saying. So you brought in a list of these pranks for kids, and you don't like any of them.
No, put googly eyes on the food in the fridge. Like, is that a prank?
No, because your kids will love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Tell your kids they're adopted. Is that on there?
It's not. No.
Drive them to an orphanage. Why are my pranks cruel?
I don't like yours at all.
Yeah, like cover the TV remote sensor with a piece of tape. That's kind of good. We did it. It wasn't for April Fools, but in high school, back when the mouses, whatever, for the computers still had the balls in them.
You just took the balls out.
Just take the ball out.
I definitely taped something to our boss's mouse.
You did?
Yeah. Just for on April Fools? No, just on a random day.
Your resignation letter or what?
All right, well, if you've got a prank for us, we'll do it on April Fool's Day. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice
105.9.